USA Radio News.
The rabbi of a Texas synagogue where a gunman took hostages Saturday during live-streamed services described the escape after an hours-long standoff. He spoke to CBS Mornings.
Two gentlemen who were still with me, that they were ready to go. I told them to go. I threw a chair at the gunman, and I headed for the door. And all three of us were able to get out without even a shot being fired.
Authorities killed the 44-year-old gunman after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel. Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. The company's CEO said the combination vaccine would enable people to get broad protection against illnesses caused by respiratory viruses ahead of the winter infectious season without having to obtain multiple jabs. This is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
The University of Michigan Board of Regents removed Dr. Mark Schlissel as president over the weekend after an alleged inappropriate relationship. In December, the board received an anonymous complaint about Dr. Schlissel's alleged involvement with a university employee. After an investigation, the board learned Schlissel used his university email account to communicate with that employee. Despite attacks from people in her own party over her continued support of the filibuster, some Arizona residents told Fox News Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema is doing a good job representing them.
I'm just pleased that she's not going along with her Democratic Party.
I hear some of the choices that she's making. Boy, do we need a small amount of people to make some new decisions for us.
I think she's going the right direction.
She seems like she's fighting for the people, so that's always a good thing.
Sinema reaffirmed last week she would buck her fellow Democrats and continue to support the Senate filibuster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The nation remembers Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Virginia Democrats are cheering on 16 school divisions that are defying new GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin's first day executive order, which permits parents and their children to decide whether to wear a face mask in school. The order goes into effect on Monday, January 24th, but 16 school divisions have vowed to keep mask mandates. The governor vowed to use every resource within his authority to protect parents' rights. Funeral services were held Monday for 9 children and 3 adults who died in the Philadelphia fire on January 5th. The victims were all on the third floor of a duplex when it caught fire. It marked the deadliest blaze in the city in more than a century. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.